Well, with disco and punk still in demand, what does the future hold for heavy metal bands like yourself?
Well, I think metal has always been there. And especially this last year, it's really come up a lot. So I don't think we should have that much problem. It's just if we're good enough.
Bruce, in reading over some of the information about your group, I came across the word gunk. Could you please, in layman's term, tell us what gunk is?
Well, it's a word that we made up. It's more or less the sound effect of our guitar sound when it's crunching, gunk, gunk, gunk.
There is a lot of that. What do you think your best number is?
I'd have to say The Skull. It's a song that isn't on our album, but it's a song we just wrote recently and one that the whole band wrote together. It'll be coming out later.
Anybody else have any other ones they think are best?
Everybody pretty much agrees on that one. I like that one a lot.
Good. Okay, Jeff, the rhythm man here. Tell us about yourself.
Hi there. Well, I started originally in music when I was real young and started playing trumpet and then piano before school band and then grew up through band, and all of a sudden I developed more of a love for drums than trumpet or piano or anything. And from there I just got my first snare drum through H&A Green Stamps, and my parents gave it to me. From there I built up a drum set, kept playing trumpet because the band director wouldn't let me quit, and just from there.
So what do you have that other drummers don't have?
Well, it's hard to say. Got a lot of support from my parents. I'm not saying that all drummers don't have support, but I think that's got to be the best thing. I got a good roadie. I got a lot of help, which helps a lot during, you know, frustrating times when you're trying to get stuff moved and trying to get things going. It's, you know, your job's to play the drums and get a lot more support. It helps.
So where do you guys practice and how often?
Practice in Chicago, and usually around four nights a week.
Where exactly?
I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, there's too many weirdos in this town.
Well, how do you mix everyday living and working with your practicing and your performing?
Well, that's been a part of, like, my life since for a long time. Always practice, always works in, like.
Yeah, I think we've all always done it. We're just used to it now.
You don't really have to make time.
There's always time for the things that are fun.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, on a more philosophical note, if you had to sum up trouble in one word, how would you do it?
I'd say that we're real.